This bigger...
This is about Bernanke. This is about Bernanke. He has to be on that call. Forget the investors. The investors are going to do... If Bernanke
was...
Bernanke needs to open the discount window. That's how bad things are out there. Bernanke needs to focus on this. Alan Greenspan told everyone to take a teaser rate and then raise the rate 17 times. And Bernanke is being an academic. It is no time to be an academic. It is time to get on the Bear Stearns call. Listen, open the darn Fed window. He has no idea how bad it is out there. He has no idea. He has no idea.
Kramer.
I have talked to the heads of almost every single one of these firms in the last 72 hours, and he has no idea what it's like out there. None! And Bill Poole has no idea what it's like out there. My people have been in this game for 25 years, and they are losing their jobs, and these firms are going to go out of business, and he's nuts! They're nuts! They know nothing!
Kramer.
I have not seen it like this since I went five bid for a half a million shares of Citigroup and I got hit in 1990. This is a different kind of market, and the Fed is asleep.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Well, Bill Poole is a shame. He's shameful.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. I know
he ought to go and read the accredited home document. At least I read the darn thing.
Hold on, I know you're passionate, and I hear you, but at the same time, a lot of people are saying this is, yes, there's certain types of mortgages that aren't available. But Kramer, if he did what you said, which seems to me from the way
cut
you
the
just explained
discount
yourself,
window. Cut the rate. Open the discount window.
Okay,
cut the rate.
If he comes out next week and cuts rates,
relieve the pressure.
You're going to have, that's going to cause Armageddon.
No, we have Armageddon. I wouldn't try to cause this. We have Armageddon. In the fixed income markets, we have Armageddon.
No, but that's not
we
what they
have
say.
Armageddon.
They say, even when I've talked to a couple
if
bank
they
CEOs, they don't
rate,
say it's Armageddon.
Well, who
they say it's repricing. They're very firm about that.
Oh, great. Okay, well, let them be calm and then have them call me on the way home like they do every night and tell me, Kramer, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to help us? Are you going to help us? Are you going to stand on the sideline like everybody else and say that it's fine? Will somebody come on TV and tell the truth about how bad it is?
But a lot of people say, these same people say, it's not Ben Bernanke and the rate that matters. The bond market
That's
now
wrong.
Is completely
it is the
separate
rate.
From
it's the entirely
the bond
rate.
Market is trading
No, it's entirely
the
rate. We'll spend billions in Iraq to build homes. We are going to have thousands of people. We have thousands of people losing
yes.
their homes right now. 14 million people took a mortgage in the last 3 years. 7 million of them took teaser rates or took piggyback rates.
Mm-hmm.
They will lose their homes. This is crazy.
Yes.
I am sorry to be upset about it, but you have to understand what they're saying to me off the record before I come in here every night and every day. And what I hear from these blowhard managers who act like, call someone for heaven's sake. Go call someone. I worked at fixed income at Goldman Sachs. This is not the time to be complacent.
All right.
I mean, darn, sometimes I wish I didn't know anybody so I could just sit here and say, you know what? Just go buy some Washington Mutual and take that yield. Unfortunately, I know too many people and I'm too darn old.